Welcome to the Retail Transformation Show with me, Oliver Banks. This is your weekly podcast, delivering you the insight, ideas, and inspiration to successfully change and transform in our ever-evolving world of retail. Enjoy listening. People are integral to change, but arguably present the toughest challenge. And people includes yourself, your mindset in particular, and those of others leading transformation initiatives is essential to encourage positive transformation, but it can cause an invisible, psychological-based issue at the heart of your approach. Well, hello and welcome to the Retail Transformation Show. My name is Oliver Banks, I'm your host, and today we're at episode 283 as we continue our celebration of the launch of Driving Retail Transformation, How to Navigate Disruption and Change. Now, this is my brand new book. It came out a couple of days ago now. And as a special celebration, I'm releasing daily episodes to help share a little bit more about what's waiting inside the book. Now, to start the week, this was back in episode 280. To start the week, we took a look at the Retail Transformation Steering Wheel. This is the framework that sits at the heart of the book, and it's designed to help you, as the name implies, steer your transformation to success, making small tweaks and adjustments along the way before your transformation comes off the road or has an accident. And in today's episode, I wanted to touch on the third of the four quadrants inside the Retail Transformation Steering Wheel, and that is about mindset and leadership. Now, the human side of change is critically important. This was something that Tracy Clements picks up in the foreword inside the book. And actually, yesterday in London, I held a fantastic launch event with so many great retailers and experts in attendance. And so many of the conversations that I heard around the room were about this human side of change, looking at the mindset and the leadership. This is arguably the most complex part of transformation because in many ways it's the most invisible, it's the most intangible, and there are so many deep psychological elements that are just really hard to encapsulate and understand. And this was actually an area that has truly interested me for a number of years. It was actually when I was working with the coach Steph Tranter many, many moons ago, actually, and we were talking about personal confidence and resilience, and she really opened my eyes to, I suppose, the intrigue of neuroscience. And Steph has actually been on the podcast in episode 57 and 58, so do go and check those out if you'd like to know more about how your brain responds to threats and challenges. And it was an area that I knew I wanted to dive into. The neuroscience element I find fascinating, and as I dived into the research as I was writing the book, it got more and more interesting, to be honest. And in particular, I was really entranced with how our prehistoric brains developed to make sense to our prehistoric selves, but how our lifestyles have evolved, our brains haven't quite caught up that evolutionary speed. And so there are a number of challenges that we face ourselves in the modern day world that our brain reacts in a very peculiar way to, in particular, fear. And this is a topic that, again, I'm exploring inside the book. And it's a topic that I think we all come up against at different times of our lives. Sometimes this may be in a huge, terrifying level of fear. And other times it might be that nervous niggle, that feeling of uncertainty or I'm just not sure. And when we don't recognize this fear, it goes unchecked. And when fear goes unchecked, we behave in unusual, often unsuitable ways. I'm sure we've all experienced it with other people and perhaps ourselves when we hold the mirror up. Another factor about the human side of change is pulling different people together into a coherent and effective team. And this is an element that many companies struggle with. Finding the right people is hard, but often one of the big challenges about finding the right people is that we're not entirely clear who it is that we're looking for. Perhaps we're looking for a superstar that is amazing at everything, but actually what we have designed in our heads is a unicorn, essentially. And they're few and far between, let's be honest. So another aspect in the mindset and leadership part is, how do you actually pull together the right team with the right mix of skills, the right diversity of opinion and perspective and experience? And how do you foster genuine collaboration where everyone's clear on the why and the how, and you're driving together to do the right thing for the organization? So I'd just like to read a little bit from chapter 10 called Getting the Best People Involved. People are essential to transformation. Building the best team to help you drive retail transformation remains a critical success factor. This ideal team blends the right mix of skills, experience, and perspectives. However, unlike classic teams, transformation teams may include a mix of expertise and available time, plus people may join or leave the team partway through the journey. As with all teams, some tension can be helpful to sharpen everyone's game, but too much tension and conflict is destructive. So finding compatible individuals is important too. Individuals and the team must overcome challenges and grasp the opportunities along the journey. Bringing diversity ensures there is a mix of talent, experience, and perspective. Creating a cohesive team requires careful orchestration. Everyone must be aligned to the same goals, strategy, and vision. The best people tend to be more naturally competitive and can therefore be tempted to compete against each other. Creating an open culture is essential for the collaboration and trust that allows the team to reach maximum potential. So that was a reading from my book, Driving Retail Transformation: How to Navigate Disruption and Change. And it's out now, and it's a best-selling book on Amazon for e-commerce, for distribution, and for retail. Three different categories, and to have been number one in those categories is just a fantastic honor. And I'd like to say thank you for everyone that has placed their order this week and helped drive Driving Retail Transformation, if that makes sense. So in tomorrow's episode, we're going to be touching back on the fourth and final quadrant called Progress and Execution. So I do hope that you will join me as we touch back to close off the Retail Transformation steering wheel. So do hit subscribe, and I look forward to joining you on another episode of the Retail Transformation Show tomorrow. Bye for now.